Welcome to the Apostle Leonard Lucas III podcast, where faith comes alive in conversation. I'm thrilled you've joined us on this journey of inspiration, reflection, and discovery. In each episode, we'll delve into the teachings of Christianity, exploring the intersection of faith and daily life. From uplifting stories to thought-provoking discussions, we aim to deepen your spiritual connection and ignite your passion for living out your beliefs. Whether you're a seasoned believer or exploring your faith, this podcast is a welcoming space for everyone. So grab your favorite beverage, open your heart, and let's embark on a transformative exploration of Christian living together. I'm Apostle Leonard Lucas III, and this is Apostle Leonard Lucas III Podcast. Let the journey begin. Well, a big God bless you. Today we're going to be talking about walking in the mind of Christ. Walking in the mind of Christ. I think that's a real important theme, especially for this time and especially for this age. In order for us to be successful ministers and servants of Christ, we're going to have to change our mindset a little bit and really focus on what is the will of God for our lives. What is the will of God for our lives? And if God has a will for our lives, will we be comfortable in His will over our desire? And this is the thing that God has been telling me to preach on over the last 6 months. And I've been preaching here at Light City Church in New Orleans, Louisiana, teaching about this specific topic, about putting on the mind of Christ. You know, the Bible teaches us this in many different sermons and many different scriptures also, that we have to have the mind of Christ. And as even I'm teaching right now, I just received a notification that was a text about walking in the power of God. You know, many Christian pastor friends of mine are always sending me texts, and so I just received the text. So it looks like we're kind of right on time. I want to go really quickly into the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. And Paul tells the Roman believers this: "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those that are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may be accountable to God. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For though the law comes the knowledge of sin." And so the law gives us revelation and knowledge of sin, and that's very powerful. Because if we did not have the law, we would not know that our ways were sinful. But salvation gives us victory over our sinful nature. And I want you to understand, because somebody's going to be listening to me today, and I want you to realize that as you're going through whatever you're going through in life, you know, I get notifications and people send texts and all kind of things, and got the YouTube channel and all these different things, and people are always commenting about some type of trial or ordeal that they're going through. And we all have trials and ordeals. The Bible talks about it in the book of Peter, about the fiery trial. And so we're all going to have fiery trials for Christ. We're all going to go through some type of ordeal for the sake of Christ. And in the midst of going through that ordeal, we're going to have to put on the mind of Christ. But in this scripture here in Romans chapter 3, verse 19, 20, you know, we do all these great works for the kingdom of God. We want God to know that we really love him. We want him to see our works. But the scripture says that we're not justified by our works. We're not justified by our works. Now, what are we justified by? By our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, when we have true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it changes our conduct. It changes our character. We will want to please God. We will want to please our Creator because we've seen what he's done for us through his love. And I wish more Christians knew that. You know, I know a lot of times we have a lot of preachers preaching about staying holy, and that's great. And I think that's a good thing, but we need to teach people how to stay holy. And why should they stay holy and see the benefits of being holy? Because we want to please our Creator, because we want to please our God, because He has done so many things for us. And His love is so awesome, and His love is so great. And so the Bible says in Acts chapter 17, 28, this is a very powerful and profound scripture. And you know it. You know, most of the people who listen to this podcast are people who understand and know the Bible. The Bible says, "For in Him we live and move and exist, as even some of you poets have said, for we are also are His children." And so we are God's children. So everything that we do in this body, everything that we do in this life should be pleasing to God, because everything that we do, we are accountable to Him when we do it. And I really want you to realize that, is that you are accountable to your Creator in every action, every deed, every thought, whatever you're doing, you're accountable to Him. And so I want you to understand that when you start to think about this, and when you start to look at this, and you start to understand all of the things that we just said before we close out, I want you to understand that you can overcome your fleshly nature. And when you chose to be saved, God made you victorious, and He made you more than a conqueror. Now, through salvation, you're going to go through a journey, which is faith, and you're going to learn more about how to live for God and how to please Him and how to live in a way where your character exemplifies Christ. But I want you to understand something today, though, before we leave this podcast. And what I want you to understand is, no matter what you've been through in life, no matter what sin you have committed, you can come out of bondage. I know a lot of preachers want people to look at their sin and want them to make them think that their sin is so great that they can't come out of bondage and that they are a hellish, chaotic mess. But I'm preaching to somebody now and want you to know that no matter what you have done, you can come out of that bondage, that torment, that terror that's in your mind, that's saying you're less than, that makes you want to go back and to your desire and sinful nature and your fleshly nature. But I'm telling you today, you can overcome it. You can come out of it, and you don't have to be a slave to your flesh anymore. You can be victorious in Christ Jesus. God bless you.